Perhaps you're listening to this because you find that you can never hold on to money when you've got it. It's almost like there's a part of you that doesn't feel comfortable having money in any significant quantity. So you find yourself spending it until your bank balance is back down to a low figure again. It might feel like you sabotage yourself at times, perhaps by avoiding taking jobs that would pay you a better salary, or squandering any bonuses, financial gifts, or windfalls that come your way, instead of carefully investing them. It may be that you picked up your attitudes towards money from your parents or your caregivers. Some people learn from a young age to think of money as evil, or they unconsciously avoid ever earning more than their parents because it feels disrespectful somehow. Some feel that they can't allow themselves to have more money because they're not worth it. The father of a client I once worked with would always ask her, "Who do you think you are?" whenever she did well at anything. Her father had very fixed ideas about people not getting above their station, which usually boiled down to him disliking anyone who achieved more than he had. As you might expect, this woman never really got on with her father, and in fact, by the time I saw her, her father had passed away. But she was still unconsciously living according to his rules. She avoided going for certain types of jobs. She wouldn't work for promotions or try to buy a better house or invest her money because she said she felt uncomfortable with being successful and wealthy. And whenever she came close to making more money and becoming more successful, she would end up somehow making sure it didn't happen, or she'd blow all the money on a few luxury purchases so that she wouldn't have that money in her bank account anymore. So we worked together on helping her to let go of the rules her father had for how the world should be so that she could start to live by her own rules and values in life. Now, your particular situation may be quite different from the one I just described. Your parents may have been genuinely encouraging towards you as a child, but one way or another, a part of you has learned to over-identify with being someone who's not too well off, not too wealthy, not too successful. You've unconsciously developed a financial comfort zone with restrictive boundaries around what is and what isn't a comfortable amount of money for you to have. And whenever your income level has changed in any significant way, it's felt unfamiliar and strange, and it may even have made you feel a bit anxious, and you may have found yourself acting somewhat irrationally in an attempt to bring your income levels back to where you're comfortable. This session is going to help you to significantly expand your financial comfort zone and to outgrow any old limiting beliefs about money that no longer serve you. The more you listen to this session, the more instinctively relaxed and comfortable you'll feel about having more money, so that you feel genuinely free to become more successful and wealthy, and to enjoy the fruits of your labors with the peace of mind that comes from knowing you're building a secure financial future for yourself. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And as you listen to these words and notice the position of your hands and the sensation of whatever you're resting on, you can gradually become more and more absorbed in the reality of going into a state of deepest rest and calm, where you can learn to let go of whatever it is you need to let go of. And to begin right now, you can just take a very slow, deep breath. Hold it for a moment, and then let go. That's it. And as you breathe all the way out, and feel those shoulders release, and those facial muscles soften and smooth out. As you do so, the muscles of the jaw loosening, the little muscles around the eyes and the forehead relaxing. And just as when you drift off to sleep at night, as that body becomes more comfortably still, and that mind becomes more absorbed in dreamlike images, so you can notice a growing stillness, a calm, comfortable stillness, beginning in those hands. And as you notice the space between the fingers, the space between the thumb and the forefinger on each hand, the space between the forefinger and the middle finger on each hand, the space between the middle finger and the ring finger on each hand, and the space between the ring finger and the little finger on each hand, the space between and around the fingers, the space between the hands, the space around the hands, and the space that those hands occupy. And I'd like you to get a growing sense that all that space is imbued with deepest, deepest rest, permeating each and every cell of those hands, each and every cell of those fingers. And they feel still, more deeply absorbed in the growing relaxation that's about to begin flowing all the way through the rest of that body. Can relax even deeper, deeper and deeper. That's it. As you take another slow, deep breath, hold it for a moment, and then let it all go, all the way down, is that deep calm and stillness is the space all around you. Permeates the very deepest levels of your body and mind. That's it. And there's a reason you're listening to these words. Because you want to let go of certain restrictive, unconscious beliefs that have held you back when it comes to money, and your unconscious, instinctive mind knows exactly how to begin to make that change, because it's already outgrown and let go of many old, outdated beliefs. Because there were beliefs you used to have as a child. Perhaps you believed you couldn't cross the road without an adult, or that you shouldn't stay out playing past a certain time. Or you might have believed as a very young child that you needed a nightlight to be able to get to sleep, because you didn't feel comfortable in the dark. And you might have believed in certain superstitions. You might have once believed there was a monster in your closet, or that there was such a thing as a tooth fairy. And all of those beliefs and superstitions, that mindset you had back then as a child, probably worked fine for you when you were a child. But as you started to get older, you began to outgrow them, just as a child can outgrow a pair of shoes. The shoes begin to pinch and feel too tight, because the child is becoming too big for them. And today, if you were given a pair of shoes you used to wear as a little child, they would probably fit in the palm of your hand. And it's amazing to think that they once went on your feet, because you've long since let go of the memory of them. You've outgrown and moved on from those things that no longer fit who you are. That's it. And what does it mean to truly become an adult? To truly outgrow not just childhood superstitions that no longer fit with who you are, but also the beliefs and values of your family, your parents, your relatives. Maybe the culture you grew up in that simply no longer fit who you are as a unique person, free to choose your own path in life now. Because there may be certain beliefs about money that one way or another you picked up and carried around with you in the past because of the influence of certain people or certain circumstances. That's it. And that woman I worked with told me how her father would always say that there was no point in making more money, because if you ever made more than a certain amount, the tax man would take it all anyway. And you'd only end up poorer. And as a child, that sounded perfectly plausible to her, and she believed it. But to an adult, it doesn't add up. Because of course you pay more tax when you make more money, but you still have more money than you would otherwise have had. But she still felt an emotional connection to that childhood belief. And so I hypnotically guided her to relax deeper and deeper inside, and to drift back through the years in her mind until she could really see that young girl way back then, that girl who she was when her father was first giving her these superstitions and beliefs. That's it. And as she was contemplating this scene, I remarked to her that her father himself probably learned those superstitions and distorted beliefs from certain people in his own life, and certain circumstances that influenced him when he was younger, and his family probably picked up certain limiting ideas from their ancestors, like a suit of heavy restrictive armor getting passed down from generation to generation, confining each new person who wears it. And heavy armor might have been useful once back in the day of medieval battles, but it's of no use at all in living a healthy, happy, fulfilling life in the modern world. It just keeps you feeling restricted and trapped, unable to move where you want, how you want. And so it's time now to go over to that younger you, when that you in the past was first adopting those unhelpful beliefs about money. When that younger you was first putting on that restrictive armor. And it's time to explain to that younger you, carefully, compassionately, and sincerely, that there's no need to do that. You don't need to wear that armor anymore. You can live your life free as you grow into an adult, as a person who can freely choose their own path and thrive. That's it. And you can watch that younger you taking in everything. Everything that you're saying at the deepest level as they vigorously pull off that armor. Every last bit and piece of it, casting it aside. And take a deep breath and free themselves from those restrictions. Like finally outgrowing and letting go of something that no longer fits. And you can feel this in yourself too. A release. Now. A letting go of an old restriction. Breathing more easily. Relaxing. Opening to new possibilities. That's it. And your unconscious mind can allow you to begin to dream now of a future you, just a week in the future, who's several degrees more relaxed and at ease with the reality of making more money and having more money, of having a wider, broader comfort zone of wealth. And you can see this change happening gradually at first, just a few degrees more relaxed, starting to shrug off those old, outdated beliefs. That's it. And relaxing with your right as a human being to enjoy good health, good relationships, and healthy finances. The sense of that template within your DNA for optimal health and vitality, of your body and mind being given just the right circumstances for you to truly thrive as a person. Thriving in your personal life, noticing your relationships thriving and becoming healthier and stronger. Thriving in your work and thriving financially. A sense of growing health and vitality, permeating all those different areas of who you are and who you're now becoming. Good. And as you merge with this future you, and notice how much more comfortable you're already feeling about the numbers in your bank account being higher, how you can feel a deep shift in your attitude to money is just another area of your life. that's becoming healthier and stronger, free from those old limiting restrictions, and how you can begin to see the path ahead of you, becoming more filled with possibilities, a future you, a year from now, who's even more at ease and comfortable with the reality of becoming wealthier, investing money in the future, creating financial security and freedom for you, to be able to even more fully enjoy your life. And just as you enjoy living in a world where there's oxygen to breathe and sunlight illuminating your days, so your healthy, growing, thriving personal finances are something that's now just part of your life to enjoy, part of who you are becoming as a person. That's it. And you can listen to this session often and deepen this calm confidence around money. Each time that you do, and for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then, whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.